It's time now for Inside the Huddle on WILO, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Ken will speak with coaches and players across the region. Your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance, and Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. On this week's show, we're going to have Clinton Central head football coach George Gilbert. He'll be with us here in just a second. Then we're going to be following that up with Lynn University Athletic Director Devin Crosby from 9:30 to 9:45. And then at 9:45, we're going to have Indiana High School Athletic Association Assistant Commissioner Robert Falcons on. Just a real quick look at the scores from last night in the Sagamore. Frankfort won again last night. They defeated Southmont 40-22. North Montgomery was able to outscore Delphi 44-38. Danville blank Crawfordsville 56-0. And Tri-West defeated Western Boone 41-14. Hoosier Heartland action last night. You already know about North Montgomery's win over Delphi. It was Tri-Central over Clinton Prairie 48-6. Eastern blank Taylor 61-0. And Park Heritage defeated Carroll 59-12. Over in the Hoosier Conference last night, the big game was West Lafayette over Central Catholic 47-14. Western defeated Benton Central 65-14. Tipton down Cass 43-6. Hamilton Heights defeated Northwestern 41-7. And Rensselaer defeated Munster by a score of 38-0. Which brings us to our guest, who's Clinton Central head football coach, George Gilbert. George, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me, Ken.
Not a problem. You guys are going to play tonight, aren't you?
We are. It's been kind of a crazy period. You know, this whole year has been just off the charts crazy for everybody. We ended up having to take 2 weeks down with no contact with our student athletes. So when they came back, we tried to do a makeshift practice on Monday. It was hard to get everybody here, obviously, and then actually, we've had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 4 days of practice to prepare for a team that's ranked 13th in the state of Indiana and undefeated coming into Clinton Central tonight.
Yeah, Frontier, it's a little bit weird to see them back in that kind of a situation because they have been down now for quite a while.
They have, and last year they had a breakout season. Troy Burgess comes from Evansville, and he's a great guy. I've known Troy for years and pretty much a fundamental guy, and he's got about 400 and some pounds of running backs, and that's only two guys in his backfield, and they're a load. They've got a senior running back who's an perennial all-state athlete that is the real deal. Big kid and very athletic, and they have a good group that surround these boys and give them quite the edge in competition. So, you know, we got our hands full. I think we've prepared our kids as good as we could for the time we've had, and our boys have responded pretty well.
I'm just going to ask you, you've had 2 weeks off now, so how different has it been for them and for you guys as a coaching staff to try and get them ready to go for this week?
Oh, wow. What it does is, you know, we have to go to kind of hibernation mode where the kids are, we tell them to get on huddle, and a lot of our older kids, the kids that are playing have been really engaged in our huddle program. Huddle is a form of technology that we get all the films or our opponents. We put them in there, and then the kids can view them, plus view their own selves and all the games that they play. So it's really a good deal. When I first started, we had something called Super 8s. And then we advanced into 16mm, and then we went to Beta and the VCR, and look where we are now. We can get done with a game, and if we have the technology available with us, by the time we get on the bus, we can have our game downloaded, and we can show the kids as they're riding home on buses today. So it's simply amazing. And our kids have responded pretty well. From the coach's standpoint, now you got all this preparation. We practice 2.5 hours a day. So we have to prepare for those 2.5 hours and can't waste any time. And I'm pretty blessed. I have an experienced staff. Three of the guys came with me. It's been with me forever. Marvin Boswell, Jeff Parker, and Jeremy Kennedy. And then we have two guys that come from the Central program. One was a former player and standout all-state player for me, Aaron Salem. And Aaron has really blended nice and with the rest of our coaching staff. And we have a young guy from Indianapolis who's been around a little bit, and I hope he sits down and stays at Clinton Central. And that would be Coach Nick Atkins-Harris. And Nick has really fit in well with us. He's another line coach, and that gives us two really talented line coaches. And really, believe it or not, everything comes down to football. You can talk about what you want, but it comes down to who the kids are up front and how well they can do the job they need to do. And Coach Atkins-Harris has done a wonderful job with learning from Coach Boswell and has really advanced. So we're really blessed. And to add even more neat things to what we're doing, you know, our elementary program, we had to put it on hold this year because of this pandemic. A lot of parents didn't want their kids to be put in jeopardy, and I'm fine with that. So that's a part of the program that I talked to our athletic director, Mr. Roberts, that we definitely need to work to fix, and we will. But our junior high program, they had two practices this week and played their first game, and the team they played had three games under their belt already. But our kids went out, and it's predominantly seventh graders. We have only one team right now, but they dominated. They really did a nice job, got the win. So we have some really talented young kids coming. Our junior varsity played Frankfurt right after we played Frankfurt, and really did a great job through most of the game. We dressed 12 boys. Oh. Frankfurt dressed 30. Oh. So by the time the fourth quarter came, our kids were
dead.
We were out of energy. And Frankfurt did what they had to do to come back and beat them. But we were extremely proud of the effort that our young men gave us in that situation. And believe it or not, you know, everybody gets caught up, well, you got to win, you got to win, you got to win. Well, with the feeder program, you need to compete. Winning takes care of itself. And I've always said that at all levels of sport. You got to be able to compete. And if you compete, then you're going the right direction. And our young guys competed, and we're getting better, I think, every time we practice. It's kind of exciting. We had kind of a lazy day Tuesday, and boys know it. I mean, we got a lot of seniors on our team. But then Wednesday and Thursday, our kids were focused and working hard, and it has to be extremely difficult. I can't imagine what it's like for the young men. You know, we're in a hybrid schedule, so some of the kids are home all during the day and then come into practice. Other kids are in school all day, come into practice. It's just, there's no routine.
Mm-hmm.
And routine is important in all of our lives.
Yeah, you were talking about getting things together at the lower levels. Also, the fact that you need to build up your numbers a little bit and keep the interest going as well. That's a big
absolutely. Ken, when I was at Central for the 20 years, we averaged 44 kids a season at the varsity level. We always had 20-plus kids in junior high in our elementary program. We had usually around 100. We got to get back there. Mm-hmm. And we're capable of getting back there. I think when the parents and the kids see the direction the staff is taking, for example, I was on headphones during the junior varsity game, or during the junior high game last week, working with my junior high coaches. Not telling them what to do, just answering questions so that they can coach up the kids. When the people see there's a total commitment in our program, I think that's going to add as a catalyst for us to be able to get back. And believe it or not, in Class A, if you can get 40 to 44 kids a year, that's perfect.
Yeah.
There were some years at Central in the early 2000s where we'd have 50, 55 boys, and that was great. We had three teams at that time at the high school level. But I am content if we can get our numbers back up in the 40s. Right now, we're at 29, but the kids haven't left. We didn't lose one kid yet. And I don't think we will. They've been committed. We shared our direction, our philosophy, and how important every single boy is on the squad. And we do have one girl on our squad, too.
Well, that makes sense.
And
interesting.
Everybody's treated with respect.
Yep.
They all work hard. Everybody, if I need a ball or something, I'll have a senior run and get it, same as I'll have a freshman. And that's what we're looking for. We want that anonymity when it comes to the direction the program needs to go, because if you have some kids thinking, well, I don't need to do that, it's below me, that can foster some problems. Mm-hmm. And we don't have that, nor will we have that as long as I'm head coach. We believe that everybody's vital to the program, and our coaches all have a vested interest. Our parents have had a chance to watch us play against Frankfurt. We've had these two dead weeks. It could be a tough start tonight. We're playing a team that's really talented. But I think we have a pretty good game plan. And I think if our kids go out and execute it, I think everybody's going to be impressed with Clinton Central football.
You know, from what you're telling me and from knowing what you guys like to do, it looks like the game could be a fairly quick one if everybody runs the ball well.
It is. I think it will be a quick game. I don't look for a long game. I think we told the boys last night the whole objective tonight is which team can hold on the ball the longest and who makes the fewest mistakes. If the weather gets really bad, then it all depends on field position. Sometimes you give up plays and not run certain things just so you can keep the field position,
right,
and hope that you can get a break at some point in time. The other team make a mistake where you can then, you know, capitalize and get after it. So been a lot of these games, played a lot of rainy games in my career and a lot of cold games. I think our boys will respond. Especially last two nights, our kids have really worked hard. If we don't lose those 2 weeks, I would feel a little bit more comfortable going into this game.
Right.
But again, there'll probably be some jitters left, but I don't think a whole lot of them because I think the kids are pretty focused. They want to make a statement. They want to get Central football back to that traditional edge that everybody in our community talks about football during fall. That's what we want. We want our community to have something that they can be very proud of with our athletic programs. Not just football, all of our athletic programs.
Mm-hmm.
Our volleyball team's doing well, our cross-country team, our golf team with our girls. It's all important. It all feeds into a system, and when everybody works together, I think neat things can happen for school.
How are your health? Did you guys come back health-wise okay?
I think we're fine. We have one boy that's ill right now, and he's a starter. He's out. Wyatt Royer's out this week. But we've been really blessed. You know, we're coming on the cold and flu season.
Yeah, I know. That's why I asked that.
And that's going to complicate things with dealing with COVID-19. We're going to have to probably end up getting more kids checked. As long as they come back negative, we're all good. I seen where Sheridan had to cancel a game
mm-hmm.
last night. They were forced. They probably should have canceled the game with Tri-Central, but I think he lost the kids so late, they felt committed to have to play that game. But I know Bud Wright he'll have his kids back in tune and they'll be fine. It's just difficult because you don't know what you're going to be working with and you could lose a kid. He lost his quarterback, I think, on a Thursday night before that game.
Right.
That would be devastating because that's the kid that gets most reps. So, yeah, I think we're heading the right direction. I think our administration, I mentioned this last time, I think out at Clinton Central, we have fixed a lot of the problems we've had. First of all, because we have a board that have hired people in and believe in those people to run things. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
And when our parents have concerns, they talk to our building principal, Brad Smith, or Mr. Rodeball at the elementary. Those guys are men of action. They go to work. Our athletic director is deeply involved. We have a wonderful assistant principal came in from Carol, I think it was. Yeah, Carol. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Redmond, and she is off the charts what she's doing. So we have an administrative staff. We have an athletic staff that are all working together. And kids can feel when you have that togetherness, and it really fosters a better working environment.
It really does. There's no doubt about it. We need to take a quick break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
WILO wants to hear from you. Let us know your opinion by sending us an email. We now have a sound-off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on Sound Off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on the local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I like things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Visiting with us in the studio is Clinton Central head football coach, George Gilbert. George, what I really wanted to ask you, two things in particular. One, how difficult has it been to try and get back to coaching the way you normally do? Because some kids you don't have, you don't know from today to tomorrow. And then also the fact that you've got, been off for 2 weeks. So how difficult has it been for you guys as a staff to try and actually get across what you're trying to get across?
Well, we've been pretty blessed because everybody's been showing up. When you lose varsity players, it changes everything. We talked about this with the boys on Tuesday, how important it is that they're at practice. And I've made a statement to every group I ever talk to. And when I go on the public speaking circuit, which I talk to different groups, I wrote a book and I do a PowerPoint with that, and I talk about leadership, I talk about winning. It all comes down to doing the work behind the scene. You've got to practice. Mm-hmm. None of us are any good unless we prepare and consistently prepare all the time. So even though my staff has been together a long time, even though the boys know that our system is set where it's just based on routine, they need to understand, which they do, that practice is an important thing that we do. If we miss kids at practice, or if we allow kids to miss practice at any point in time, it's going to cheapen what we're trying to accomplish, because then you're going to have holes. You're going to have kids not doing what they're supposed to do in a situation of stress in front of a large group of people. We've been blessed right now. I hope it continues. When I was at Central for 20 years, I never took attendance. I never had to.
Mm-hmm.
Kids were always at practice. And they knew how important it was. The boys have learned in the short time that we've been together that if we have a boy missing practice for whatever reason, that's important. And I bring it to their attention so that they understand, there's time kids have to miss practice. It's just fact of life.
Yeah.
And I can deal with that. But I need to know where they're at. Their parents need to know where they're at. And then we got to be able to get them updated so that they can play at a high level when it's time to play. It's like doing homework in school. I put an awful lot of emphasis in my classroom with young people, not accepting zeros. Get your work done so that you get used to preparing. That way, when you get to test time, you're going to be a lot more efficient. And that's what I believe.
You know, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was the Heartland, the Hoosier Heartland as a league seems to be a little bit better than I think a lot of people thought it was going to be this year. What's your thoughts on that?
The crazy thing about our conference is, in Class A, I don't know if there's another conference that has won as many championships, state championships, mm-hmm. as our conference.
I'd agree.
Central Catholic was a part of our conference for a long period of time. You had Sheridan part of it. Carroll's won state championships. Tri-Central's won state championship. Our conference has always had teams that go into tournament series do extremely well. So, We have a very competitive conference, and believe it or not, you know this as well. It's not just football; it's all sports.
All right.
Our Hoosier Heartland Conference is really one of the small school elite programs, I think, in the state of Indiana.
And also the addition of Delphi, I think, has definitely helped you.
Yeah, Delphi coming in, you know, they're kind of like Eastern; they're the big boys in our conference, and. That really raises the bar for the rest of us, having 2A schools, you know, have to compete with. But there's nothing wrong with that. When I first came to Central, we tried to, I don't know, cheapen, but we tried to get teams that were not really as a state-ranked team when I first came. And for the simple reason, we had become competitive. And we did that for 2 years. Well, we became competitive very fast. And then nobody wanted to play us. So we had to play up. We had to play teams all over the state. And that was great. And it makes you a lot better football team when you're playing at a high level every single Friday night. You look at what Cathedral does, you know, and it's just amazing. They play up. They play 6A schools and just dominate. Yeah.
That's the way it goes. You said you wanted to mention a few kids, so we got a few minutes here, so go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I got a really neat group of seniors. Owen Smith is our quarterback and outside linebacker, and he's one of the true leaders on our squad. Extremely academic. He's what every parent wants as a kid. I'm so proud of getting an opportunity to work with this young man and work with all these seniors. I've been impressed with them every step of the way. I didn't know what it was going to be like, you know, seeing what, just from an outsider standpoint for a long time at Central, I didn't know how they're going to respond because I'm pretty old school,
mm-hmm.
and I'm pretty strict with what I think needs to happen. And they have bent over backwards, and Owen is one of the leaders in doing what we've asked. Another one is Anthony Ransford. Anthony's one of the top Class A running backs in the state of
Indiana. Yeah, he's good.
He's extremely talented. And I didn't know how Anthony was going to respond to everything that I wanted to see done and changing the offensive system where he had a lot more freedom to pick his holes, where here he has zero freedom to pick holes. He has to do exactly what we tell him and hit exactly where we tell him to hit. And Anthony has been very receptive. He doesn't say a whole lot to the team, but whenever he says something, it's pretty important. Jacob Hall, it gets better every single week. Jacob has so much energy on the field. He's a wideout and a defensive cornerback. And I would say right now, his blocking is outstanding, and really his leadership on defense, I think, is outstanding. Jacob, I'm really proud of what he brings to our team. Logan Harris caught a touchdown against Frankfort.
Uh-huh.
He's kind of a guy that kind of sits back, quietly does his job, and then gets a chance to show it off a little bit.
Right.
And I'm really impressed with Logan. Again, he's one of our quiet guys, but whenever he says something, the kids listen. Hunter Salem is one of our linemen. I really think the true essence of our line is, or our team is up front, and he's very vocal with the guys and really helps the younger players adjust. Wyatt Royer, who's plays our left guard position, he was a guy that kind of played a little bit of everything last year and come in and sit down and has gained ownership on our offensive line. Riston Quick is our center. Riston played tackle last year, and Riston has made so many strides for us offensively and defensively. Riston came in this year, and he was another one that I thought, when I watched him play on film, I thought we should be able to get more out of him and that he could really be a standout player, and he's become one. And he's become a great team leader. Every day I'm impressed with Riston. He's had to adjust several times to what we're doing with the offense because he's our center, and he's been working his butt off to try to make things happen. Jacob Ransford, this is the last week he'll be out. Jacob is a big offensive lineman. He played center in the past. We're going to figure out where we want to put him, and if we put him at center, I'm sure Wriston will probably move to guard. But we'll see. Right now I'm happy with Wriston. But Jacob's been hurt ever since the start of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been so frustrating for him. And he was hurt last year, hurt an ankle last year. He's had a sore back this year. But next week, he gets to be in full pads. And he's a big guy. He's like 6'3", 230. And Class A, we need those kids.
Yeah, you do.
Great leader. I mean, he's been frustrated, but he's been at everything and supporting his guys. We have a guy by the name of Fife Deck who came back to football this year. He's a hockey player. Believe that. Plays hockey competitively. And Fife, when he gets on the field, he gives us everything we ask him, you know, that he can give us. He gives us. He's been very vocal with the rest of the team in a positive way. So as you can see, these senior boys have shown me leadership, and that's what you got to have.
That's
because
right.
Now these juniors are going to see how they have to act, because coach is proud of his seniors. They're going to want coach to be proud of them, and they're going to have to follow suit and try to outdo these seniors.
That's right.
That's their objective.
Yeah. Okay, kickoff is 6 o'clock tonight, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. You expect a good, decent crowd for what can be out
there? Well, we'll see what the weather does. I would expect Central will show up like they always do. For years and years, I've always been proud of being able to fill our bleachers at Central. Big game. Two undefeated teams.
That's right.
And should be a great night of high school football.
Okay. As long as Mother Nature allows it, it should be.
There you go.
George, thanks much. Best of luck to you, and we'll catch you down a little further down the line.
Ken, thank you so much for having us here.
Not a problem. Take care of yourself. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis.